Yep.
All right, we'll call to order this City of Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for December 9th, 2025 at 7:15. And first item would be the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda or any changes?
I can move that we approve the agenda.
Peckett moves.
I second.
George seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the minutes from September 9th. Has everyone had a chance to look over the minutes?
I wasn't here.
I have.
I wasn't here.
Okay, I looked them over.
Yeah, I did too.
All right, do I hear a motion to approve?
I can move that we approve.
All right, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There being no old business, we'll move right on to new business. Planning zoning variance 25-09, 3765 North Berkeley Lake Road, variance to section 78-141 and section 78-89G3 to modify a non-conforming boathouse so that the roof comes 3 feet closer to the opposite shore. Has everyone had a chance to look through this?
I have.
Yes.
Yep.
And the staff analysis. Is there anything, would you guys like to come up, is there anything that's not in here that you would like us to know that you've said, oh, I wish we had put that in there ahead of time?
No.
Okay. All right. Questions?
Yes.
Okay. Would one of you come up and stand and introduce yourself and give us your address, please?
John Scrubco, 3765 North Berkeley Lake Road.
Good evening, sir. I was just some minor questions just to help me understand. I noticed that there was an increase in the square footage of the roof line.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes.
By about 60 feet or there. How did that come about? Well, I think I just answered my own question.
So what we're doing is we're rotating the way the boat pulls into the boathouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the way it is, there's a 3-foot overhang over the boat towards the shore, which will be brought back in. So that goes away. But then it needs to be extended in the other direction, 90 degrees off by 3 feet that way. And that's where the extra square footage of the roof comes in.
Is that a net?
Net?
Well, you just said that one side went away, but you're adding to the other side, so the net difference is...
So you're adding more than taking away.
Yeah.
But it was not adding... to me, the critical thing is that the distance from the deck to the deck where boats go is not made any narrower.
Right. Because it's just roof.
Right.
It'll be cantilevered out.
And that's actually a segue to my second question, just to confirm. So the roof line will be high enough that passing boat can get by without any obstruction from the roof.
Yeah.
If they have that high a mast, it has to fold.
Yeah, if it's one of those pontoons with the upper deck and the slide, I don't know.
No.
This actually has, you're putting a brand new structure basically on the old posts and there.
Yeah.
Have you evaluated or has your contractor evaluated the adequacy of those posts?
Accuracy?
The adequacy.
Oh, adequacy. Yeah. He was out, he looked at them. The only problem with them is they're not perfectly square, so it has to be built to take some of that slop into consideration, but they're substantial posts.
Mm-hmm.
He had no issue with that.
You look like you might be impacting one possible neighbor with the kind of the reduction there.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to that neighbor?
Yeah, it's Susan Hansen. We talked to Susan.
And she's fine with it.
I'm trying to understand from the diagram, what the three posts that are not under current,
You don't.
Yeah, there are three posts.
It depicts three posts that are not under the roof currently?
Right. There's a deck that goes out beyond the boathouse itself.
Okay.
And that's what those three posts are supporting.
Okay. So that deck's there now, and that deck will still be there?
Yes. So.
It was actually lowering the roof line of the news.
Yeah, that's the ridge, right? The ridge is at 17 feet, and it'll be at 14 feet.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, and we're changing it from a gable to the hip.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be sloped on all four sides instead of a tall front.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll look a whole lot better.
It looks nicer, yeah, I think.
I'm partial to my hip roof, so.
Yeah, I'm partial to my hip roof. It's not here, but the one I have in Finland.
Are you having to rework that deck, or are you just leaving the deck?
No, the deck is a mess. That's what started this whole problem.
Oh, okay. It's
the boathouse is built on the deck, and the deck needs to be replaced. So the only way to do that is to jack the boathouse up to replace the deck, and the risks associated with that are worse than tearing the whole thing down.
If I understand it correctly, the only thing that's remaining is the support structure,
yeah.
Like the pillars, or what do you call them? Yeah.
Right.
But the uncovered deck location and size is basically going to be the same.
Yes.
Okay. I will tell you that I love the fact that you came in with a compromise already with the lowering of 17 to 14 feet. Is that definitely part of the plan?
Yeah.
The 14 feet?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of times when we, if we're willing to give a little bit, we ask for a little bit of something. And from a, you know, the view shed, or what's the right word? Is that the right word?
14.
You know, you take up a little bit with that extra roof, but then you give it back by lowering the roof. So.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't realize that there was a height restriction. Mm-hmm. When I built the boathouse 30-something years ago, I don't remember there being a height restriction.
So you were there in 88 when it was built?
I built it.
You built it, okay.
Yeah.
What time of year?
OEO at the time was a little bit more lax.
Yeah, we had our own rules.
The reason I was
asking,
I
bought his house, that's
what time of year is that I moved here in 88, in June of 88.
I put the posts in hydraulically, so I was out there with a bathing suit on, so it had to be in the summer.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, good.
But it probably took, I don't remember how long it took to make the whole boathouse?
It took a while.
About a year.
And I helped.
I did. Okay. Other questions?
No.
Concerns? Anybody?
No.
The only thing I want to mention, and I did mention this to John, is the measurements about distance from opposite shore are, when I measured the aerial, it looks like it's a little bit closer than measured in the field. And it may just be the point at which it was measured. But I'm showing that it's probably going to come as close as 47 feet to that opposite shore.
Okay.
So I just want to, I want to mention that. And if you wanted to just say, you know, we're comfortable with the plans, and not worry about that distance and not hem him in to you have to stay 50 feet from the opposite shore. Just say that in case that ever came home to roost.
Oh, I did have one other question. So I took my boat there a couple weeks ago and then again today just to be sure. And I do have a double decker and it's big. And I was able to navigate through there and back out.
Were you sober?
I would not be able to do it if I were not sober. No. You know, it's a little tight, but it's compared to everywhere else, but it's doable. But I did notice that currently the roof hangs over 3 or 3.5 feet towards your house, that side.
Yes.
Right. And will that still be there?
No, that'll back up.
So that's back, I thought you were saying that the part that's over the shoreline was also, that roof was also shrinking?
No, that'll stay exactly the same.
Okay, so it's
Because the foundation piers kind of govern that, and rather than extend the roof out towards my house, we're going to extend it the other way.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I understood it. I mean, I would assume that if we're approving this or when we're approving this, that it's based on that the dimensions are what they are, right?
Right, just that he build to the dimension that he has proposed of the actual structure, and less about, sometimes we say you have to keep your thing this many feet from something. Right. I would steer clear of having that in the motion, because I think that will potentially be problematic, just based on the discrepancy in measurement.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 3 feet. I mean, really.
Yeah.
But I just.
Yeah.
So, right. So I would like for whoever's going to make this motion to just specify that it's going to be according to.
The dimensions on the drawing.
The dimensions on the drawing.
Okay, so I move that we approve this on the basis that the dimensions on the drawing are kept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
It passes unanimously. Did you get all of that, Lee?
I think so. Thank you.
I will say that we've had more heartache about this, except for two things. And I chuckled. I was going to accuse you of consorting with him about the compromise part. Because once I saw that you're reducing the height bring at least part of it back in compliance, that made me feel a lot more comfortable, in this process.
I was going to ask, was it your idea or did staff guide you?
Or Dan.
We have not had a conversation about this in the past.
Actually, I have a stone shed in the backyard further up the hill, and it has a 5-to-1 pitch with this type of roof.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to match that.
That makes sense.
And the second thing is, though this should not play into it, but it's my bias, that if the current neighbors are okay with this, the future neighbors, they will see what's already in place at that time and make their decision.
Right.
It's more the current neighbor that if Sue's fine with it as well, those two combined. So, yeah. It doesn't quite fit, it's all the conditions, but it's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, he would have gotten it 3-to-1 anyway, so.
That was the other part of it.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you.
And John, I'll just be in touch with a letter.
Create enemies intentionally, so not just haphazardly.
I'll send you a letter saying this is
I think that's because that's what we've been doing. If there's anything we're consistent about, it's that you got to get something if you want to get something.
All right, you guys have a great night. Okay.
Merry Christmas. If I don't see you.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
There being no citizens left, and we will assume there's no comments, and we had nothing slated for the discussion session. So, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Before that, Lee, could you give us maybe a status on kind of where things are with your review?
I actually had something else that I wanted to talk about. Do we want to hear this to be recorded?
This would work.
So I was in touch with Caleb, who's the consultant from TSW today, and we're looking to probably schedule our next steering committee meeting early 2026. A lot of the draft sections are complete. There's back and forth. There's an attorney involved in reviewing, there's an engineer involved in reviewing, and there's staff involved in reviewing. So it's sort of coordinating all of those different pieces. And I have a section that I have to re-review following the attorney's review of my review. So anyway, that's kind of where this is. We're trying to get everything as close to where it needs to be for steering committee to come in and look at it and provide sort of community feedback. And You know, all along I sort of estimated that this would probably be a 2-year process. It could be a little bit longer than that. You know, I hope to finish it late second quarter this year. Some of it depends on how it goes through the adoption process. If there are a lot of changes, if there's a lot of feedback, that's going to be a very public process. So it's been sort of public and then like a lot of writing and drafting and back and forth and trying to answer specific questions about different types of things. And then it's going to come back out into this public process. And that can, depending on how smoothly that goes, could impact the timeline. So anyway, is that,
yeah,
does that adequately address your, okay.
Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Second. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Am I looking for